I want to ask us this morning to turn to the third chapter of Galatians, if you have your Bible, or maybe it's also on the screen. Our text for this morning, our topic is called The Faith of Our Fathers. And Independence Day is Wednesday, July 4th, 3 days from now. But the suggestion was made that we recognize Independence Day this morning.
我们今天正道的题目是我们父辈的信仰，因为再过几天就是美国独立纪念日，所以有人建议说我们应该有一些关于这方面的讯息。So
shall we, do we have on the screen Galatians chapter 3? Okay, let us read together in Mandarin or English or whatever language. Let us read together these words from Galatians chapter 3. Because these texts have a relationship to the independence of America. And let's read this together in Jesus' name.
让我们一起同声来念.
So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Also chapter 5, verse 1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Father, bless these words. And bless, O Father, each one here today by your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. The time was approximately 3,400 years ago.
大约是3,400年前。
That was about 1,400 years before the time of Jesus.
大约是1,400年前, 在耶稣诞生之前,
a large community of over 1 million people had gathered together at the end of a 40-year journey on the edge of the Jordan River.
大约有100万的, 群众, 在经过40年的旅行之后, 站在约旦河边。
For 40 years, they had wandered through the Sinai Desert, heading to the Promised Land.
40年在这个西乃沙漠中间。
And now they are at the edge of the Jordan River.
他们现在就在约旦河边。
And they crossed the river, they could see a new land.
当他们过河的时候, 他们就可以看到这新天地。
It was a land that had been promised to them by the God of their ancestors.
这是神应许他们的一块地。
They were told that it was a good land. It was a land flowing with milk and honey.
他们相信这是一块很好的地, 是牛奶与蜜的地。
And soon they would occupy that land.
很快他们就会占领这块地。
God had been faithful.
神是信实的。
He had done what he had promised.
他做了他所应许的事情。
And now their leader Moses was about to speak.
现在他们的领袖摩西将要对他们讲话。
It was Moses who had led them out of slavery in Egypt.
是摩西领他们出了这个埃及为奴之地。
It was Moses that had led them through the desert to the edge of the promised land.
是摩西领他们渡过沙漠到了约旦河边。
And now he stands to speak to this huge crowd of people.
他现在站在这边对着会众讲话。
He's a very old man now.
他是非常老的一个人了。
And he's very wise.
但是他非常的有智慧。
And the Lord was about to call him home.
神很快就要呼召他回天家了。
And so in summary, he reminds them of God's faithfulness to them.
总结他提醒会众, 神要他们记得的事情。
And he reminds them of the principles they must follow if they are to be blessed in this new land.
他提醒他们, 如果要在这一块地继续生存的时候, 他们必须遵守的一些原则。
And these are the principles that we read earlier in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这些原则写在我们刚刚读经的一些经文上面。
I'm going to summarize them again. There are five principles.
我将它们总结一下，一共有五项。
And if you have a Bible, it's Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning with verse 4.
生命记第六章，四到十二节，如果你有圣经的话。
And this is the first thing Moses said to the people as they are ready to move into the promised land.
这是第一件事情，摩西告诉他们的。
Verse 4, he says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God.
听啊，以色列，只有一个神。
We do not worship many idols.
我们不崇拜偶像。
We worship no idols.
我们不崇拜偶像。
Because there's only one God.
因为只有一个神。
And next in verse 6, he says, Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind.
接下来他说，尽心、尽性、尽力。爱主你的神。
And then in verse 7 he says, Teach these words to your children.
在第七节讲到说，将这些律法教导你的子孙。
Teach God's laws to your children and to their children.
教导神的话语给你的子子孙孙。
And then he says in verse 10, Remember, this is the land I am giving you, but it's not really your land, it's my land.And you are merely the stewards of my land.
这一块地我给你们，但是不是真正属于你们的。你们是我这一块地上的好管家。
And then the final verse 12, he says this as a warning.
在第十二节，他提到一些警告的话。
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt.Out of slavery to this land.
不要忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领到这应许之地享受自由的神。
Do not forget who brought you here, Moses said.
千万不要忘记谁把你带到这里来的。
But of course, most of them did forget.
当然了，有些人就是忘记了。
And many troubles followed them.
麻烦就来了。
Now we move to another year. The year is 1492.
现在我们往前走。那个年代是1492年。
A brave explorer named Christopher Columbus had left Portugal in search of India.
一个荷兰籍的伟大的探险家，克里斯多夫·哥伦布，他离开欧洲，到了希望找到那个印度。
He believed that if he went west, he could discover and arrive at India.
他相信他只要拼命的继续向西航行就可以找到印度。
Instead, he discovered a new continent which we call America.
但是他找到了新天地，我们叫做美洲大陆。
It was a land that was also flowing with milk and honey.
这也是一块牛奶与蜜的地。
It was a land of tremendous resources.
这块地充满了自然资源。
Why did Columbus arrive here?
为什么哥伦布要到这边来？
Listen to what he wrote in a letter after he discovered America.
这是他在发现新大陆之后，在他信上写了一段。
Of course, you know and I know he didn't discover America. The Indians already knew it was here.
你我都知道，事实上并不是他发现新大陆，印第安人比他先。
This is what he wrote. I'm going to read this quotation and then Chen Zhang Lao will translate it.This is what Christopher Columbus wrote sometime after 1492. He said this, It was the Lord who put into my mind the fact that it would be possible for me to sail from here to the Indies. All who heard my idea laughed at me. I am a most unworthy sinner, but I have cried out to the Lord for grace and mercy, and he has covered me completely.No one should fear to undertake any task in the name of our Savior.
哥伦布在他的信上写道，我相信是神把这个向西航行就能够找到印度的这个概念放在我的心里头。许多听到我这种想法的人都嘲笑我，但是我知道我自己是一个微不足道的罪人，但是我相信神的恩典怜悯，当我大声呼求的时候，会临到我。 他完完全全的保护我，覆庇我。没有一个人会有难成的事，只要在神的覆印底下。
Did he really believe that?
他真的相信吗？
Yes, he did.
是的，他相信。
The first man to arrive in America strongly believed that it was the Lord who had brought him here.
刚到美洲大陆这批人，他们真的相信是神把他领到这应许之地的。
He firmly believed that it was God who was guiding him to this new land we call America.
他们深深的相信是神把他们带领到这块美洲大陆。
But like the children of Israel, we were often and we are often rebellious people.
但是就像那些以色列的后裔，经常会叛逆。
Moses leads them out of Egypt to Mount Sinai, and they end up worshiping a golden calf.
摩西领他们出埃及地，结果他们最后去崇拜那个金牛犊。
And so the followers with Columbus quickly exchanged God for gold.
这些哥伦布的追随者很快的啊。崇拜上帝变成崇拜拜金主义。
And the chance to discover gold became far more important than discovering God.
发现黄金比发现上帝来得更重要。
And they began to corrupt the very gifts that God had given them.
他们在神给他们的各项恩赐上逐渐的败坏。
1492年。An important date to remember.
一个很重要的日子需要记住的。
The next date is 1620.
下一个是
November 1620.
1620年的十一月。
In November 1620, a small boat arrives from England and arrives on the shores of Massachusetts.
有三艘小船从英国来到麻州的一个港口。
The passengers in the ship were tired and they were hungry and they were exhausted.
这些旅客他们既累又饿。
They had left with two ships in July, hoping to arrive in this new land in September.
他们七月离开，希望九月能够到达。
But they had many, many problems.
但是他们有很多的困难。
And they kept going back to England and back to England, and finally they ended up with only one ship.
他们不断地回去英国，再回来，回去英国又回来，最后只剩一艘船。
And by time they finally arrived, it was late November.
等到他们终于到达的时候，已经是十一月底了。
The trip had taken 7 weeks.
7个礼拜的旅程。
102 pilgrims were crowded into the bottom of this stinky, shaking, rocking boat.
100多个清教徒在这个摇摇晃晃的船里头。
One person said it was like spending 7 weeks in hell.
有人说好像是在7个礼拜在地狱里头。
And finally, they arrived.
最后他们终于到达了。
They believed God had brought them to a new land.
他们相信神带领他们到一个新天新地。
But when they arrived, it was late November, and it was getting cold.
但是当他们到达的时候，已经是十一月底了，非常的冷。
And winter was coming.
冬天就要来了。
And although no one died on the ship,
虽然没有人死在船上。
By next spring, 40% of these people had died from starvation and cold.
但是到第二年春天，有40%的人死于饥饿与寒冷。
But then spring broke open.
但是春天终于来了。
And they faced a new beginning.
他们有一个面对一个新的开始。
Why did they come?
为什么他们来
？They were seeking freedom.
是追求自由。
They were seeking freedom to worship God without fear of being persecuted.
他们追求这种能够。自由崇拜而不被压迫的自由。
They were seeking freedom to organize their lives according to their own conscience.
他们希望能够按照自己的想法来安排自己的生活。
They were seeking freedom to follow their lives according to the principles God had shown them in His Word.
他们追求那种能够追随上帝旨意的自由生活。
And one verse in particular rang in their hearts.
有一节经文是特别提醒大家的。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, which you just read.
是加拉太书五章一节，刚念过。
Remember what you said? It is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
Stand firm, therefore, and do not let yourself be burdened again with the yoke of slavery.
所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Remember that, Galatians 5, verse 1.
记得加拉太书五章一节。
For freedom, Christ had set them free.
为了自由，神让他们自由。
This meant freedom from persecution of the government.
能够脱离政府的迫害。
Freedom from the persecution of others.
能够受到免于受到其他的迫害。
Freedom to worship God according to their own conscience.
能够自由自在的敬拜神。
But first they had to go through a very bitter winter.
但是首先他们必须经过这个寒冷的冬天。
And though 40% of them died when spring came, they worshiped God and gave thanks for his blessings.
当这寒冷的冬天过去，40%人死亡之后，他们还是对神献上他们的感谢。
Now here's a little interesting side point you may not know.
这边有一些小事情你可能不晓得的。
They had been there about 15 years when they realized they needed to found a school to train pastors and shepherds.
当他们在这个地方15年之后，他们觉得说有这个需要，他们需要训练一些新的传道人跟牧养的人。
To that point, there was not a single school in America.
那个时候在美国还没有任何一所学校。
And no school for training of pastors.
更不用说能够训练传道人的学校。
What was the name of that school?
那所学校是叫什么名字？
A few of you know.
有几个人
不晓得。The man who was most instrumental in founding that school was a man by the name of John Harvard.
建立这所学校的人叫做约翰·哈佛。
It was 1636.
那是1636年。
And 2 years later, Harvard died.
两年之后，哈佛先生去世了。
But that university became the world's most famous university.
但是哈佛大学成为今日最顶尖的学府。
I suspect half of the people in this room here plan on going there.
我怀疑是不是有一半的人打算去哈佛
？Would like to go there, right?
或者想去那里
？Or maybe that's your dream.
哦，也许那是你的梦想。
Now we move to 1776.
我们现在再往前走，走到1776年。
It's now about 300 years since Columbus arrived in America.
大约是哥伦布登陆美洲后的300年。
And it's about 150 years since the Pilgrims arrived in Massachusetts.
大约是清教徒在美国150年之后。
From a very small group of people, God had blessed this crowd, this group of people.
有一个很小的一群人。
He blessed the land that they were living in.
神祝福这块地。
And from a few small communities, they had now expanded into 13 colonies from Florida all the way up to the state of Maine.
从小小的一个殖民地，他们现在建立了13个州，一直从佛罗里达到缅因州。
But they were not yet totally free.
但是他们并没有完全的自由。
They had a fair amount of religious freedom.
他们有一些宗教上的自由，
Not completely,
但是并不是完全的。
But there were other problems.
他们还有其他的问题。
Their motherland for many, Britain insisted on controlling them.
他们的祖国还是有很多人在高压统治他们。
Britain said, "No, you belong to us," and Britain would not let them go.
英国人说你们是属于我的，我们不能让你们走。
Britain would not grant them total independence.
英国不让他们完全的独立。
And so they rebelled.
所以他们叛。
Not all, but many.
不是一个，而是很多人。
Because no man can be totally free when he is under the power of a foreign government.
因为没有一个人能够得到真正的自由，当他们是在外来政权的统治之下。
And so a committee of 5 men was formed, headed by one called Thomas Jefferson.
有一个五人的小组，带头的人叫做 Thomas Jefferson。
And together they created a document that would change the world forever.
他们一起写了这一篇独立宣言，会改变整个世界的。
It was called the Declaration of Independence.
就叫做美国的独立宣言。
It was a statement that was based on a conviction.
这是一个宣言，但是是根据他们以下的这些真理。
It was a conviction that God had brought them to this new land. So that they would not again live under the yoke of slavery.
他们相信神把他们带到这块地，不再被奴仆的轭所辖制。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
加拉太书五章一节。
The second paragraph of the declaration rephrases Paul's words in Galatians 3 verse 28.
独立宣言的第二段 事实上就是加拉太书啊的重新的改写的一个精神。
Listen to what Paul wrote in Galatians 3:28.
我们看看保罗在加拉太书怎么写的。
He said there is neither Jew nor Gentile.
并不分犹太人、希腊人。
Slave nor free.
自主的、为奴的。
Male nor female.
或男或女。
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因为你们在基督里、耶稣里都成为一了。
And the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence says this.
在独立宣言的第二段是这么写的。
We hold these truths to be self-evident. What is that?
我认为以下这些真理是不言而喻的。
That all men are created equal.
人生而平等。
That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
造物者赋予他们若干不可剥夺的权利。
Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
其中包括生命权、自由权和追求幸福的权利。
That's what we're supposed to be recognizing this Wednesday, July 4th.
这是我们所应该纪念的，在这个独立纪念日。
Actually, just a little side note, Declaration of Independence from Britain was not on July 4th, it was July 2nd, which is tomorrow.
事实上独立宣言是在7月2号是明天签的。
And in fact, Congress didn't sign it until August 2nd.
事实上国会并没有签署，一直到8月才签。
So why do we celebrate July 4th?
但是我们为什么在那边庆祝独立纪念日？
Well, that was the day Congress voted on the Declaration.
那是那天大家投票通过的那个日子。
Wednesday, July 4th, the Congress voted to accept that declaration, and that's why we celebrate July 4th.
7月4号、这个国会通过，投票表决通过，所以我们在这天庆祝。
Although 2 days earlier, Congress had already told England, we're going to leave you.
事实上两天前，他们早就告诉英国佬说，我们拜拜，我们再见了。
And the rest is history.
好，其他都是历史故事。
Now, today, we move to July 2012.
今天在七月啊，2012年。
It's a time when the nation needs to pause.
这个国家需要暂时停下脚步来看一看。
It's a time when we ought to again thank God for His constant leading and His constant blessing.
我们需要在这边感谢神不断的带领和祝福。
Like Moses said to Israel, we need to ask ourselves again, how well have we lived according to God's counsel and principles?
就像摩西当年告诉他的群众一样，我们在这块地上应该照神的话语来生活。
How obedient have we been to His leading?
我们如何遵守神的带领？
How worthy have we been of this gift?Of a new land and freedom that He has given us.
我们是不是有好好珍惜神赐给我们这一块应许之地？
We are a nation that is very quick to say we are free people.
我们这个国家每个人都会说我们是自由的人。
But we don't always remember that freedom is never free.
我们从来没有想过自由不是啊无价的。
Freedom costs.
自由是有代价的。
Freedom costs, and it means sacrifice.
自由是需要摆上牺牲的代价。
Freedom means always being alert, always being prepared.
自由的意义是说我们要随时警醒。
Freedom means the willingness to live by the rules that make us free.
自由的意义是说应该让我们遵守这个让我们自由的规则。
It's what Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Do not therefore again submit to the yoke of slavery.
正如保罗说的，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
But in Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, Paul says something else.
但是在加拉太书六章七节，保罗还说了以下的话。
It was similar to what Moses said in chapter 6 verse 12 when he says, "Do not forget the Lord your God." This is what he says in chapter 7, chapter 6 verse 7.
这跟保罗在先前提醒大家不要忘记你的神有同样的意义。
He says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked."
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
People reap what they sow.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Those who sow to their sinful nature will from that nature reap destruction.
顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏。
Paul also said the wages of sin is death.
保罗也说，啊，罪的工价乃是死。
You cannot sweep in, violate the rules of God, and get away with it.
你没有办法逃离这个定律。
Americans fought to preserve the gift of freedom.
美国人是啊，经过了很大的争取才得到这个自由。
But last week we talked about the beauty of forgiveness.
上周我们谈到啊，原谅的。
Those of you in the English congregation. Because English too, I mean English, no, forgiveness is an equally important gift.
因为饶恕是同样啊很重要的一个。
The ability and willingness to forgive others.
有能力饶恕别人。
So that we can live in peace.
我们能够和平的共存。
And the need to receive forgiveness from God.
我们需要啊啊接受这个神给我们的恩典。
Which means the importance of repentance and humility and turning to God.
也就是说，我们愿意在神面前悔改、谦卑，然后转心归向神，那自由平等的神。
Because as Moses reminded the children of Israel, it was God who brought them out of the slavery of Egypt.
因为摩西提醒他的子孙，是神把我们领到这块地。
It is God who brings us out of the slavery of sin.
是神释放了我们这些在为奴的。
See, Independence Day is never a celebration of freedom from everything.
独立自由纪念日并不是在庆祝任何自由的事情。
That leads to chaos.
那会造成一阵混乱。
Independence Day should remind us how easily we can distort the meaning of freedom.
独立纪念日提醒我们，我们很容易的误用自由。
How easy it is for us to substitute gold for God.
我们很容易，用拜金主义来取代崇
拜神。How easy it is to substitute our own happiness for heaven.
我们把我们的快乐当作是天堂。
How easy it is to substitute our own need for pleasure for the passion that belongs to Jesus.
我们把我们的享乐当来取代我们对神的热情。
Independence Day should cause us to stop and think.
在这独立纪念日的时候，我们应该停下来仔细思考。
Independence Day should be a day when we stop again and hear the warning from Moses.
我们应该停下来想想当年摩西的这些警告的话。
Moses was one of the greatest leaders of human history.
摩西是人类历史上一位很伟大的。
It was the end of Moses' life, and he was soon to leave this world.
在摩西晚年，他即将离世的时候。
But for the children of Israel, it was a whole new beginning.
但是对这些以色列子孙来讲，这是一个新的开始。
For 400 years, they had suffered as slaves in Egypt.
400年，他们在埃及地为奴。
And God brought them out of slavery.
但是神带领他们出了埃及地。
And He offers them a new land.
他们在一个新的新天新地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
牛奶与与蜜之地。
A land not unlike this great land.
啊，就像这一块美洲大陆的地一样。
And now they are free.
他们现在自由了。
And before them is that land that God had promised their ancestors hundreds and hundreds of years ago from Abraham on.
眼前的就是神在几百年前答应他们的这块地。
But they face some questions and some challenges.
但是他们面对一些问题与挑战。
Would they be able to conquer this land or would they be conquered by their own sins?
他们是要征服这块地呢，还是被他们自己的罪恶所征服？
Would they continue to follow the Lord their God who brought them out of slavery into freedom?
他们是要继续遵守带领他们出埃及地的这个神呢？
Or would they return to their old gods?
还是他们要回去他们崇拜那些偶像？
And so we need to hear again the words of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
所以我们再来看一下在申命记上摩西的话。
Listen to what he says in verse 10.
我们看一下他在第十节怎么说的。
Deuteronomy 6 verse 10.
生命记第六章第十节。
He says, When the Lord, your God, brings you into the land he swore to your fathers,
当神领你们出埃及地的时候，神曾经如此的启示对你们先祖。
Then, in verse 11, 12, when you eat and are satisfied, Verse 11 and 12.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
When you eat and are satisfied,
当你吃喝得饱足,
be careful.
小心,
be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God.
小心不要忘记你的上帝。
Who brought you out of Egypt.
从你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
And as you might know, Egypt is a symbol for any form of slavery.
埃及是一个为奴的地方。
Who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
摩西带领他们出了埃及这个为奴之地。
We're going to conclude this morning at the very end after the benediction with the singing of that famous hymn, God Bless America. And before, we'll only sing the chorus, but the words before it include these words. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. And let us raise our voices in solemn prayer.And may we cry in the words of that famous hymn, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. God bless America, and God keep us faithful to the faith of our fathers. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we just...Ask now your word to be confirmed in our hearts and the Holy Spirit to remind us daily that all that we have is a gift from you, a trust, O Lord, for which we give you thanks for this precious gift of life, for the precious gift of freedom, and for the precious gift of this land.In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.